It's Dave's turn to speak today, and I'm just picking up from, well, first of all, a little title. Always tricky picking a title. It could be Chosen to Flower or Chosen for a Purpose. There you go. Chosen to Flower or Chosen for a Purpose. If you want a slightly more spiritual one, we'll have Chosen for a Purpose. Yeah. And Ian spoke, I think it was last week, about a personal vision and having your own personal vision. And I think while he was talking, he mentioned it was either his a garden plot or an allotment as your own vision. And when I think about vision, we all probably have things that we've done as our own little visions. You know, we might want to decorate a room. And when you want to decorate a room, I guess somewhere in your head it starts off, does it start with, I think I'd like a change of colour in the room? How does it start? You know, do you imagine it as a different colour? Do you imagine it just looking a bit fresh? Somehow you might think, oh, it's time for a change. And in your head, you start picturing it. I think that's how your vision starts. And then you go about buying paint to match that vision. And slowly you get to work and do your room. Or maybe, and as I know someone has, they've just done their kitchen. And how does that all start? Because you think, oh, I'd like a new kitchen, or I think it's looking a bit tired or something. And perhaps you picture it in your head, perhaps you just have a blank thing and you go into the shop and say, you know, I want a new kitchen, and they show you things. But somewhere in your head you start with this vision, this thing, I'd like something new. And over the last few months, I've kind of had a bit of garden here, and it's a blank canvas kind of thing. And I've pictured it in my head what I want to do with it, and it's been really enjoyable. I've really enjoyed it. It's been great fun, and I've been thinking about it. And some things about it, I know what I want to do, give or take one or two things. And some things are impulsive, and some things are just forced upon you of what you're going to do with that piece of garden. And but there's an overall sort of kind of plan in the head that I'm going to work to. And I've worked, you know, I've had sort of goals or aims, and I've wanted to achieve these. And other things have just, they've just had to happen. And I've looked ahead, I've imagined it, and then I have to go about how am I going to do it. And when I look out on this blank bit of ground, bit of field, whatever you want to call it, I think to myself, yes, I like to see flowers at different time of year. I think most gardening people like that kind of thing. And particularly in springtime, I like to see flowers coming up in spring. So I think, if I want daffodils in spring, what have I got to do? I've got to plant some, haven't I? I've got to go ahead and plant some. If I think it'd be lovely to see daffodils in spring and do nothing about it, nothing happens, you know. And, you know, when by the time I get to spring, I think, oh, yeah, I should have. Because what I've got to do is if I want daffodils in spring, I've got to plant them perhaps in September or October or something like that just to get them then. It's no good getting to spring and thinking, I wish I had. Although now you can go and buy them in pots and stick them in, as I suppose. Kind of bit cheating, really. But there's something nice about seeing it unfolding in front of you. That's what I want to do. I don't want to. Some of it I'm going to have to buy as it happens, but some of it I want to see, as it were, happening naturally. And I look ahead and I think, yeah, I'd like to see that. I want to see that happening. I had to move my plum tree, so I had to prune that back hard so I could dig it up. And it's quite a big thing, you know, and I hope it survives. And that was quite hard work. But I enjoyed doing all what I've had to do. And I've moved a few other plants around, a big hibiscus. And I've thrown some seeds around, you know, just thrown some poppy seeds, because I think that'd be quite nice to see if they, and they may grow and they may not, and I just wait and see if the poppies appear. I've bought plants on the internet, and so far so good. And I've gone to garden centres, and I've had a look around, and sometimes I've bought because I want a very particular plant, and other times I've bought because it's in a sale. And it's more or less what I wanted, but it was a deal, so I thought, yeah, I'll have that. You know, it's 50% off or 75% off. I'll have that. It's probably usually because it's just finished its season, so they want to clear the stock. But I'm looking ahead, so I don't mind, and I'm thinking, oh, I'll have that for next year. So, you know, let's carry on. I also want an area with some wild flowers. So that's a bit odd, you know. In other words, weeds to many people. Weeds. Wildflowers, weeds. That's what you'd call them. And it was funny yesterday because when Ed and myself, we were shifting a whole load of manure onto my plot, see, bag after bag after bag. And Ed said, do we want to put them on that area? And I said, no, because some plants like poor soil. Those are the wild flowers. They're like a poor soil, so we won't put anything on that. It's a bit odd, but we'll put the manure on where the fruit tree is and those things because they like feeding. And so some plants like the food and others like it sort of a bit sort of poor soil. I've even dug out for my wildflower patch. In my lawn, I noticed a patch of daisies, and I thought, well, I'll keep those. Most people are putting their old killer down, and I thought, I'll dig those out. I got my trowel, and I dug the daisies out and stuck them in my wildflower bit. So it's all coming together, and I hope it all works next spring. I'm just going to wait and see. It's all happening. But I'm planning now for the future. But I see it in my head, and as it unfolds, it'll hopefully match something of what my plan is. And it'll be a mixture of wild and cultivated. And some things are grown for the fruit, you know, my plum tree. Some things are grown, most things actually, are grown for the flowers. The flowers for myself, I get pleasure from it. And I've got my buddleia, I hope it grows. I like to see the butterflies on my buddleia, and that gives me pleasure too. So sometimes it's for some of the insects. And it's, you know, whether we like them or not, the bees are important, so it's nice to attract the bees as well. And some things I want for scent. I have some plants because I like to smell them. And, you know, to get the scent in the garden too. So many different reasons I've got these things. And also I want things to flower at different times of the year so that I can enjoy the seasons as they unfold and think, oh, that's looking nice, blah, 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 as I go through the year. And there's many reasons why I've chosen the different plants. And hopefully they'll all give me pleasure. And so what I'm going to do is read John 15. And only my time is slightly on the slim side, but I might. I'll read John. I think I can get through it. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he trims clean so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. And there's a reason that they often do that, is because dead branches often harbour pests and diseases for the thing, so they keep it clean. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did, and this is the bit I was thinking, you did not choose me, but I chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And when I've gone round, I've been choosing these plants for my pleasure. I am the gardener in my garden, and I choose in these plants to give me pleasure. And hopefully they give the family pleasure, won't they, Ed? Yeah, see? He's going to get a load of pleasure out of these daffodils in spring. They kick the football at them, probably. But they are for my pleasure, and we are for God's pleasure. We are his garden. We are his, and we can bring him pleasure. And I've brought two plants along. Here's my plants I bought today. And, do you know, well, I'll show you both of them. They're my choice plants for the moment. Yeah, okay. Can we put them up there? I will be using them, though, because they're going to talk. All right, hang on. And these are in flower now, you know, it's autumn time, heading into winter, and you know, if you have these in your garden, they can pop up at this time of year, and it's a bit of cheer in the sort of what is a bit of a unpleasant time of year. Perhaps it can be nice, and then this one, you know, winter flowering. Well, we're coming to all that. I want these because they flower when there isn't much flowering. So they'll just give me a little bit of cheer somewhere in the garden. They can also cope with shade, both of these. In fact, they like shade. They can live under trees, in other words. They don't flower, well, actually, when I say they don't, these particular ones don't flower in May. Or June, or July. You know, that. Yeah. This particular one doesn't. But some do, some different versions. But these ones flower in the autumn. And they can also, they cope with shade. They don't flower, these ones don't flower in the spring. They flower in the autumn. And I bought these for that reason. Autumn flowering or winter flowering. But imagine if this flower thought for itself and it said, I'm quite insignificant. I'm not really very big. And I don't really want to flower in autumn. I want to be where everyone else is. I want to flower when everything's in flower. I would much rather be flowering in June or May. I don't think I'll bother flowering in the autumn. I don't know even if the gardener will notice me stuck at the bottom of the garden flowering. I think I'll withhold my flowers and see if I can flower some other time. I don't know if the gardener will be happy with me flowering in the autumn. I'm not sure if that's what he wants. And I'm so small, what's the point of flowering? What's the point? Am I going to really make any impact, me and my couple of friends in this big garden? Am I going to have an impact? Who's going to spot me? That's what this one might say. I'm so small and insignificant. I'm not really much use. What's the point of me? Look at the size of me. Who's going to see me from that wall over there, that through that window? Who's going to see me? What's the point? And this one might say, what's the point of me out in this winter time? Because I flower at Christmas. That sounds good to us, doesn't it? But the plant is thinking, who's coming in the garden at Christmas time? Who's going to see me at Christmas? I don't know if I should bother. What's the point? I'm stuck in a dark place in the garden. What's the point of flowering? I'm no use in this garden. I'm tucked away. The gardener probably doesn't even know I exist. I'm insignificant. Do you know, and what's more, my name's wrong. That's what he's thinking, because he could say, my name is Helibor Isniger, which would mean black Helibor. And he says, but my flower's white. My gardener's going to be really annoyed with me because I'm going to have a white flower, but actually I'm called black Helibor. And he might think, I don't want a flower because I got the wrong name. I've been called the wrong thing. And he might be disappointed with me flowering at Christmas. Perhaps I ought to withhold my flower because I could be flowering at the wrong time or showing the wrong colour. And this is how we could think, I'm insignificant, of no use. I've got the wrong name. I've been called the wrong thing. What's the point? Wouldn't it be I'd much rather be flowering in May with everybody else. And that's sometimes how we can think. We want to be doing what everybody else is doing. Or we've been called something in the past that makes us feel that we're of no use. You know, what names have we been called that make us feel of no use? I bought a plant this week which was called lungwort, which means diseased, ulcerated lungs. That's the meaning of it. And you think, that plant, if it had a mind of its own, would think, what use am I with a name like that? I'm of no use. Who would choose me? And all these things, if they could think for themselves, could think like that. I'm insignificant. I've always been called useless. What have you been called in your life? Have you been called some bad stuff? Yeah? I'm being polite when I say useless, but I could think of an awful lot of names that are a lot worse than that. And also, just as we're on that, be careful what you call your children, because you're just passing that down the line of what we've been called or what we can call them. And these flowers could actually talk themselves out of doing anything, couldn't they? Look at that. How am I going to make any impact in this? Who are we to make any impact in Broadfield? The thing is, who is it that important to? It's important to me, and I chose it. And that does give me pleasure when that's in the garden. And actually, I've got a few of these down the bottom of the garden. And they give us... I enjoy looking at them at the bottom of the garden. And it's important what God thinks, not what the other flower thinks of this flower. This one or that one, or whether it wants to be flowering. And, you know, when God chooses you, when God has chosen you, it's not necessarily, oh, I wish I was doing that, or I wish I was over there, I wish I was doing that, I wish I was like them. I would be if I hadn't been called a whatever. But it's what God thinks of you. And if God's chosen you, he's chosen you. And that's what matters. If God's chosen you, he's chosen you. And he's chosen you because he wants you flowering in that little dark corner down there. Or he wants you flowering at Christmas time, all there, more or less on your own. You might not be part of the big crowd, but who sees you? God sees you. The gardener sees you. And you bring pleasure to him. And actually, if that cyclamen was flowering in May with June with all the other flowers out, then it would be more insignificant. But when it's on its own in November flowering, it stands out and shines. And when that Helibor is flowering at Christmas, you're looking out in the garden and it's all cold and dark, it stands out. It stands out. But if it was flowering in May, June, July, it would have to be something very spectacular then to shine. And we are called, if we're called to flower in May, we flower in May. If we're called to flower in December, we flower in December. But if we start saying, oh, but I can't because, oh, I don't think we're, I don't think we're going to make any impact here. I don't think we're any use. God sees you, and our impact is important to God. We are chosen for God's purpose and pleasure. And if we think wrongly, we may not flower. If our thinking is wrong, if we think either about ourselves wrongly, or we have a misunderstanding of God, God won't actually appreciate me. God won't actually think much of me doing that. It's wrong thinking. God's chosen you for a purpose. It might be flowering at Christmas. If we behave wrongly, we may not flower. We've got to think of our behaviour, because God has chosen us and he wants us to do the right thing. And it's what he wants us to do. If we know we are chosen and loved, we should respond to him who loves us by doing what pleases him. You know, if we know that, that's what we should do. And when these flowers, I'm hoping, with my looking ahead, that I've picked them now, and I'm hoping they flower now, which it looks like they are. But I hope that they flower again next year, at this time of year, and give me pleasure again. And, you know, we're God's chosen people, which is what I'm going to read now, 1 Peter 2. And Peter's talking about us, and I could read a lot more, but it just says here, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." And he says in there, you know, live a life that pleases God. Bear fruit for pleasing God. But don't talk yourself out of shining for God. It's very easy to do, you know. I'm insignificant. I can't do anything. I'm a nobody. I wish I was over there. I wish I was that. If God's chosen you to flower, to shine, you shine. And if you do that, you reflect his glory when you do what he's chosen you for. And I think on that note, I'll think. But you are a chosen people for a purpose. Yeah? And I'll pray. Father, help us to realize that you have chosen us. Help us to realize that we are valuable, important in your eyes. And whether we think we're insignificant, whether we think we're unimportant, whether we think we're of no use, you take pleasure and delight in us. And help us to live a life worthy of you, Lord. And help us to encourage and help each other too, Lord. And help us to flower and fruit in abundance when you want us to, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.